Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another special edition of the Four Seasons Fire American Soccer Show. Pardon me. Red Bulls midweek review match as they trounce the San Jose Earthquakes by a final of 5-1. Sean Davis, Sasha Kljestan, Felipe, and 2 goals by Daniel Royer as they just came out like guns a-blazing in this one, even though, thought of a slow start by the Earthquakes, to be honest, and the Red Bulls were actually doing very well in this one, very, very well. They were attacking, they were doing a couple combinations here and there, they were finding the channels, they were putting themselves into great positions to attack the net, and finally, when you get that opportunity to put the ball in the back of the net, you take advantage of it, and my goodness, did they ever. Now, let me just say this. This is a match where I believe that Sasha Kljestan has now been improving himself. He has been improving himself. He has been doing very well. Everything has been going forward, and he has improved. He's done very well, much better at corners. He's done much better with passes, with crosses on free kicks. And, he's come in as a trailer, and he's buried the ball. And while I understand that, people still want to rag on him, the truth of the matter is this. What's there to rag on? These last two matches, he's done better. Much, much better. It looks like the Sasha Kljestan of old. So for those of you who are still screaming and yelling that he still stinks or whatever, look. I gave you guys credit, and at the same time, I listened to what you said about Sasha not performing well since the start of the season up to this point. And you know what? You were absolutely correct. But if you're going to continue to rag on him while he's improving and doing better, then guess what? You have to sit down and shut up. Because while you're upset with how he has not played and how you think he should give up the captain's armband, and that's fine and dandy, you've every right to complain about that when he is not doing well and he's absolutely not having a smart and a solid performance. But these last two matches in Harvard University for the Open Cup win and now this match against the San Jose Earthquakes, there's nothing to be anti-Kljestan about. He's done very well. So you guys got to calm down for those of you that are doing it. You got to calm down. Take it easy, and just don't even worry so much about it, Because this is what has to be done. And he's done a great job. Sean Davis as well has had a poor start too. He started off in the position where Tyler Adams is, and he just couldn't do it. But within this new formation that Jesse Marsh has brought in, started, Sean Davis has looked a lot better in a more attacking role. And when you have Sean Davis attacking and looking solid in the attacking role, for goodness sakes, he has been excelling very well. And he, of course, converts. What a volley that was. My God. What a volley. How he ripped that sucker in the upper near 90. From that range inside the San Jose area was unbelievable. Just unbelievable what you saw from Sean Davis. He has been absolutely fantastic. He has been absolutely wonderful so far. And now we're seeing what Sean Davis can do. Yes, he still has to defend, but still, though, the attacking part of his game has been fantastic. So all you can say is for Sean Davis is that he has been improving himself tremendously, and now it's starting to pay off. It started back in the Open Cup fifth round matchup at home against the Philadelphia Union. And from that point on, it has sparked brilliantly for the New York Red Bulls. They have done a very, very good job of going forward, changing things, what needs to be changing, continuing with the press. And I understand, you know, Jesse is still committed to the press, and that's fine. Not going to change who we are, what we are, and how we do it. Fine and dandy. But at least he recognized that certain things had to change within the players and the structure of the press. And that's where you have to give Marsh credit. You give Jesse Marsh credit for changing the structure of how to press. And what you saw in these last couple of games, you saw that the Red Bulls can go out there and take down their opponents. You barely have any chances against you by New England. The only goal that was scored by San Jose was basically a consolation prize. And then you see Danny Royer making some fantastic goals, and let's give credit where credit is due on the first one by Danny Royer. If Derek Etienne Jr. does not deliver that ball on a platter right on that space, I don't know if that sucker goes in or if Royer's there to at least collect the ball. That goal was unbelievable. On a platter. Just on a platter by Derek Etienne Jr. And it looks like he's starting to find his way as well. You know, these kids, it's just unbelievable. Unbelievable that Derek Etienne Jr. comes on the field and finally he's showing what he can do when he's with the USL squad. Now, once again, it's a different level when you're going from the second division to the first division, no matter where you are, how you do it, or how or why it's done. I know last year USL was third division, but still, though, Derek Etienne Jr. is the future of this club, and he does need playing time, but at the same time, you just have to know that a kid like this needs a lot of minutes and to get comfortable as well. And when he does get comfortable, you saw what I saw on the fourth Red Bulls goal, Royer's first goal. It was unreal what we have seen. Just unbelievable what we have seen. And so far, you have to say that for the Red Bulls, things are starting to turn around, and that's great. And with that win and the amount of goals scored, they are back above the red playoff line. Now, you know, we'll see what they do on the road in Minnesota, and while Minnesota has improved, the truth is, we don't know what's going to happen down the line with these games. They're going to be in Minnesota this Saturday, next Saturday home to Montreal. Then, after they learn who they will face in the Open Cup semifinals and on the road where, then it's New York City FC on August the 6th, depending on the opponent, either August 9th in Miami, home to Orlando on Saturday, 12th, maybe on the road in Cincinnati on the 15th. A lot of things going on, a lot of fixture congestion right now. But the New York Red Bulls right now are on a title hunt in the Open Cup. And we will see what happens and where they're going to play the semifinal, that the Red Bulls can find a way to reach the final for the first time since the 2003 edition. We'll find out then. That's exciting, fun time, and we're going to hopefully go along for the ride, and we'll see what happens. It's going to be a lot of fun. Okay, so time for some audio, and why not go to Jesse Marsh first after that victory by the Red Bulls. Let's face it, it was a rout. Jesse Marsh, head coach of the New York Red Bulls.
Just ready for the mic. Start of the match. Congrats on the...
Wow, that was powerful.
Congrats on the victory. I noticed that you went to the three-man back line when Connor went out. What went into that decision? Why didn't you put Hassan or any other defenders?
We were playing three-man in the back the whole time. So when we took Connor out, we used Alex that way against New England, so we decided to use it that way again. You know, we're hopeful that Connor's injury isn't a big one, and hopefully that, you know, he'll still be available for Saturday. We'll see. I think we're trying to evaluate if it's cramping or a little bit of a pull, so we'll see.
Over here to Brian.
Was this as comprehensive a performance as you've had in a while? And secondly, I know you never want to disrespect any opponents, but looking at the three-game slate that you have here against these three teams in a week and a half, is this a good opportunity for you to solidify and get back in the playoff picture?
Well, I think in general, in terms of a comprehensive performance, yeah, I mean, it was good. I feel like the game was in grasp. Now, they're dangerous on counters a couple times, so it could have been tied at some point, but I think it was very good and we're moving in the right direction, but I still believe there's plenty of room for improvement. And, we've been in a good way. We've had some results now pile up for us. We've rotated the formation a little bit, and we think it gets the best out of a lot of guys. You always have to be careful that you always continue to make sure that we have our minds in the right place and that we don't get too far ahead of ourselves. So, and that would lead to the other part, which is it's one game at a time. It's one day at a time. And so, you know, Minnesota's still not been easy to be at home in the last couple months. And, you know, we'll have to go on turf. It'll be a hot day. It'll challenge us in a lot of different ways. But I think we have three results on the road in the row now, so we have more confidence when we go on the road, and we have to go there and come up with a game plan and a team that's new and we don't know that very that well, and make sure that we're organized and ready to go after that game.
Christian and then Joe.
I know Sasha will probably say it wasn't one of his best performances, but now, given the fact that he scored in the Open Cup against Philadelphia, a goal and an assist tonight, do you begin to see some flashes of the guy who was an MVP finalist last year?
Yeah, I think, you know, when I say we get the best out of a lot of guys, it gets the best out of Sasha. Gives him a little bit more room to roam. As we're making passes through the midfield, it's not so easy for 1-6 just to keep track of him, like teams have often done with us. So if they don't rotate and they stay on Sasha, then that leaves room for Sean and Danny to find little gaps. And if they do rotate, then Sasha can find little holes, and then, you know, obviously our team is very good when we get him facing goal with guys running in front of him. So I think that the overall balance in the midfield has been quite good. Now, I think we can use Sasha a little bit more to the right, a little bit more to the left. He's still deeper in sometimes. I mean, we haven't used him as a ghost nine, but I think we can do that sometimes. So there's still, when I say flexibility, there's flexibility. We're putting guys in positions to play to their strengths, and I think we can do that by rotating a lot of different things. So it's now a challenge, I think, to get on the field, because when we don't even have all our guys here yet, and once we get all the guys back, once we make a few additions, then all of a sudden, we feel like there'll be a lot of options to choose from.
Over here to Brian.
you know, you mentioned the rest of the team is really stepping up and putting in better performances. What's changed over the last month that has started to see the team click?
Well, you know, I mean, we've stuck to it. We've had to grind through moments. We've had to feel the sense of failure for a large portions of the season, but we've all stuck together and made sure that we know that this is what this is about and that we knew we'd come out on the other end, but you have to stay after it every day. You have to stay committed every day and find ways to get better. So, you know, that along with the formation change, I think has ignited our group. So every guy deserves credit. I mean, my staff has worked really hard. The players, all of them have put a lot into this. They haven't backed down. They haven't put their heads down. They haven't complained or pointed fingers. They've all stayed on the task, and that's been the case as long as I've been here. We have a great group of young men, and so it's just about trying to help them understand how to grow every day.
Brian, Carlos, how good does it feel to finally get back over 500 since the first time of May?
Yeah.
And also, you know, Davis seems to have played a very good game.
Yeah.
His confidence growing with the rest of the team.
Yeah. Well, yes, I think, you know, when we were playing him deeper as a six, it puts more responsibility on him to defend in deeper moments and kind of read the game in certain times. And now how we're using him is more like that he can run at plays, that he can recover, that he can now play to his strengths a little bit more. And so I think that's been good for him. It's given him confidence. And I think we're only going to see Sean get better, you know. So it's also been interesting that we've tilted Tyler out right a little bit more and seen him do a really good job of locking down the wing and finding ways to win his battles against his matchup. And I still think Tyler will be a great option when he plays in the middle. So, and look, Sean could play center back, and Sean could play on the right or left as well. So there's still lots of options there, which is, again, as a coach, you start to feel like we can really start to put guys out there to succeed.
And how does it feel to get over 500?
The 500 part, like, I try not to look at the table too much. Like, I know we're above the red line now. I did see the other results, you know, but we try to stay focused on what we're doing, knowing that if we take care of things, that the table takes care of itself. I haven't sweat the fact that we've been out of the playoffs. Like, there's plenty of season left, right? I mean, so what's been more important is the daily work.
Coach, right here.
Yeah.
Congrats on a real good win.
Thank you.
It seems every time you insert Gonzalo, it turns out to be a good move, a positive one. Any chance he can get more minutes in the game coming up?
Yeah, I mean, I think he is a potential option to start in this game. You know, the key with Gonzalo, I think, is always getting him fit and healthy. And when he does, then you can see that he can bring certain things. You know, you could see that it was a game that Gonzalo was going to be successful in. So, you know, I was trying to get the balance right of how long to leave Brad in, and then, you know, when to make the change. Now, you know, maybe we can find a way to play Gonzalo in one of the spots underneath and still use Brad up high and find ways to use both of them together. You know, obviously then that it makes us very potent. So, yeah, Gonzalo's done well. Gonzalo's done well, and it's good to see him in good form.
Got two more guys over
Is playing a three in the back, is that a concession to not having Tatsu, like, you might be your best player this year, and
yeah.
Murillo. So when they come back, would you be more inclined to go back to four in the back, or do you see those guys as guys that are prototypical, almost like wing backs in like a 3-5-2 or a 3-6-1, like just run all day?
Those guys, I mean, yeah, Kamara, I think, can play left center back. He can play left midfield, left back. He can play in the four or the five. We have confidence in this right now, and we've also played teams lately that enjoy crosses, that's one of the main ways that they create chances. So when we play with three, it means we're able to push those outside backs out to the line more. And it also has mean that we can rotate things with the midfield. But, yeah, I mean, Amir, I think, can do the same. He can play right center back, or he can play the right back position. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting. If we continue to play this way, there'll be options. We'll really be able to look at matchups. We'll really be able to think about how to put guys out there to succeed.
Can you give us an update on Tyler Abbs? It looked like he pulled something.
Yeah.
Was he cramping?
It was cramping. And And, you know, it was the goal I take responsibility for, because I knew he was cramping. He told me he was fine, but I could see he wasn't. And I should have switched him and Derek earlier, and then it put him in a 1v1 situation where he couldn't really explode, and it cost us a goal. So I was really upset with myself on that. But he'll be fine. He'll be fine. How old is he?
19, 40. 20.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Jesse Marsh, head coach of the New York Red Bulls, and yeah, I saw that. I don't know if anyone saw it, but Tyler Adams was cramping up. I thought he pulled something, but it was cramping up. So, but thankfully, he was able to finish up. But still, though, I would have, in my personal opinion, of course. And then again, look, I'm not the manager. I'm not Marsh. You know, I'm not gonna say anything wrong here. But you know, I feel like he should have at least told him to stay along the sidelines, to go up and down the sidelines, but, you know, just to jog a little here and there to keep him going. Obviously, it wasn't much time left, you know. They've already – well, then again, Daniel Royer, at that point before Adams had the cramping issue, you know, before the goals, Tyler Adams started to cramp up, and then all of a sudden, Royer's like, yeah, I'm going to put the sucker away, and that's the end of it. So – what are you going to do? Next audio, let's go to the captain, Sasha Kleistian, because obviously this was a big one for him. And once again, second consecutive match with a very, very solid performance.
Is this one of your more comprehensive performances today?
Me personally or the team?
I was thinking the team, but I'm going to make this a two-part question.
All right.
Is one of your more comprehensive team?
Yeah, yes and yes. I think... team is starting to hit their stride. I think results have been pretty good now for about the past 8 or 9 games. We're hitting our stride. I think we feel good. I think we've felt very comfortable in this formation change, and I think a lot of guys are put in better spots to succeed now.
And what about the formation change suits you personally?
I think having a little bit more help being able to build up out of the midfield. So most of the time now we're 4-3, 4-2 in the midfield, having Sean Davis come deep, having Danny come deep. And they've been good on the ball. Sean has really, I think, been a key for us. His ability to play in one of those attacking midfield spots, but also to come deep and help us build out of the back. So that's been key.
In this formation, 3-6-1, 3-3-3-1, whatever we want to call it, looks like you have a little bit more freedom to float in, kind of sitting in those pockets, kind of reminiscent of what you were able to do last year.
Yeah, I think the idea is that if I do come deep sometimes to get the ball, that we also have two other attacking mids that can kind of pinch in and float and move around as well. So the rotations so far have been pretty good between the four of us in there. Felipe really holding it down in a deeper spot, and the three of us being able to rotate and move off of each other. And Sean's been key, and Danny's been putting goals in, so it's been very helpful.
Does it feel like the interchange from last year when you were able to kind of stay high with Brad, but then be able to float back, and something that's really developed with this new formation?
Same answer as the last question, I guess.
What did you see when the ball came towards you for the second goal?
Quite a few guys in front of me, so I just tried to put it in the corner and hope that it kind of got through everybody. Obviously, their goalkeeper's coming back across the goal, so I tried to hit it back to that side because it's hard for him to get back down. Might have gone through a defender's legs. I don't know. There was a lot of traffic, but fortunately it went in.
Do you feel, since I would say at the end of the Open Cup quarterfinal against New England, that you're finally getting back to where you should be able to play?
Yeah, I think the last two games have been two of my better ones this season. I think I've been able to dictate the flow of the game better. I've been better in setting up chances. Even my set piece delivery, I think, has been better. So, definitely I did not have a very good start to the season, but I think I'm hitting my stride, and as I do that, I think the team is hitting their stride too. So those two things have gone hand in hand together in the last 2.5 years, and so I think our potential is great as long as I can continue to get better and continue to push things along.
How do you score Royer's goal celebration?
We were scared he was going to cramp on his backflip. That was, I told him it looked like that was the first time he's ever tried that. He said it was actually the first time he's done it in 10 years, so he's crazy.
Is that impressive to have that in the 90th minute or what?
Yeah, I was like, yo, don't hurt yourself now. You've had a great game. Yeah.
Just going back to what you said about your set piece delivery and everything,
sure.
Sitting straight, is there some other reason why it just seems to be working? Or
no, I think the formation change has been good. I think we have more options to play right now. right now, and I don't think we're as predictable. I think in the last 2 years we were obviously very good, but teams saw a lot of us, and they started to learn how to maybe break us down or how to defend us, and now we've kind of thrown a wrinkle into teams' plans probably, and I don't think they figured out how to beat us yet. So it's been good. You see these things happen sometimes. You know, Sporting Kansas City had this high press for a long time, and then they had to switch. Salt Lake had their way, ended up, you know, it takes very good players, and it takes a lot of, you know, guts and courage to just have a style of play and stick to it and continue to build it. You know, other teams start to figure it out, the results don't go your way, you have to adjust. So I think we've adjusted very well.
And that is the captain of the New York Red Bulls, Sasha Kleischten. Very, very happy with his performance. And you know what? He's been looking solid. He's been looking great in these last two matches. You know, you got to be happy with that one. Let us go now to Sean Davis, who, what a rip that was. My goodness, that was a great goal. And here he is right now.
So he's always a good person to talk to.
I'll let that go. All right.
First of all, let's talk about your new role in this new formation. Since the fifth round of the Open Cup against Philadelphia, you have excelled in this brand new 3-6-1, or whatever you want to call it. Have you found new confidence this season since that change?
Well, I think it's you know, it's a formation that puts a lot of guys in positions to succeed, and I'm definitely one of those guys. And Jesse spoke to me about trying to get us four center mids on the field, and I think this formation does a good job of doing that. And in that role, I feel really comfortable. You know, I can help the team in a lot of ways, both on the offensive side of the ball and defensive side, and I can stretch my legs, I can press, and I can try to make final plays in the box. And you know, luckily tonight I was on the end of one, and I was able to create a few other chances. And the most important thing is that the team is playing well, and that the team's dangerous, and the team's in a good way. And so I think if we can continue this and build on this momentum, then that's the most important thing.
What did you see before you teed off on that shot that you made it 1-0?
So Jesse had spoken to us about, you know, not only looking at crossing the ball, you know, on top of the goalie and around the 6-yard box, but also being able to cut the ball back. And, you know, their defense likes to hug the 6-yard box. So we knew that there'd be space, that their midfielders would have a difficult time tracking us in the box. And so luckily Connor made a great play. He calmed down, slipped me a great ball, and my first touch bounced a little bit, but I'm still comfortable hitting a volley with my left foot. And it's just something that we work a lot on in training, you know, with Chris Armis and Bradley Carnell, you know, after training, just getting different kind of looks in. And I'm really thankful that they put in the time that they do, and I know that tonight it helped me, it gave me confidence in the box. I was able to slow down and you know, luckily get the team on the board.
Sean Davis on his goal and on what he was doing, his part in all of this, trying to get over there and scored a great goal once again. He really looked fantastic, but I got to tell you, he really did a great job on that goal and just playing more in an attacking role. Daniel Royer, who has been phenomenal so far, not just on the attacking runs, but also on the penalty spot. And, of course, let's not forget the big Open Cup goal victory over New York City FC, where he converted past Sean Johnson to push the Red Bulls into the fifth round. Daniel Royer, and, of course, before I even play this, you know, great goals by Royer. Love when he's in he's attacking down the right side of the field. He's looking solid. He's looking strong. And it's just great to see him converting. But that goal celebration was horrible. That goal celebration was absolutely horrible, guys. I just don't know how he's able to convert on that, on those flips. But you know what? He did it. Let's go ahead right now. Daniel Royer from the match last night.
Are you okay after the celebration?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, I didn't do it for a long time, to be honest, but I don't know. Yeah, just tried it again. Hope it's better the next time.
How are you feeling with the formation change and the new confidence that's going out there these last three matches, including the Open Cup quarterfinal?
Yeah, I think you could see that the system works. Last week's, I think, were pretty good. We played quite successful, and I think we played some nice soccer, especially today. I think the whole team, every single person on the field,
did a really good performance, and so there is nothing bad to say, I think.
In your mind, what is it about this, whatever you want to call it, 3-6-1 or whatever formation that suits both you and suits the team?
What about it?
Yeah, what is it about the new formation that suits the team and suits you?
Yeah, I don't know. I think we have really good wing backs. They're really important in the system, obviously. But it also fit us to control the game, to have some quick play moments in the middle of the field. And yeah, I think now we just should go with the flow and take it as it is, and it's a good thing.
Talk about your first goal, because Derek gave you a great ball, and you just went short side into past the keeper. What is it about Derek that you train with him that he can deliver a solid ball like that to you that gives you a goal scoring opportunity?
Derek is a technical player. I think he's working really hard. I like the style he is as a player, and yeah, that was obviously a great ball, a great chip behind the back four, and yeah, I just tried to control him to bring it on the goal. But yeah, I was talking to Derek after that one. It was a big one.
You talked about having great wing backs being a key to it, and you don't even have Kamara to be.
Yeah, that's true. It's true, but I think Connor, Tyler, Alex, they all did a really good job today. They did a really good job the last weeks, and yeah, it's gonna be somehow a luxury problem for Jesse in the next weeks when the other guys come back.
Daniel Royer on the match, and yes, he's fine, folks. He's okay. Nothing wrong over there. But Felipe, he played strong. He played well, and you know he gave a great performance as well, and he was very active in this one. Scored a great goal, got deflected, but still, Red Bulls were able to take advantage of it. 5-1, of course, and here is Felipe on audio.
Is that what you were waiting for all this time? To score those, at least have a dominating performance, 90 minutes from start to finish?
Of course, I think that's a great performance from the team. But more important, I think, you know, we really find in the I think the team is find the way we can play that can get the best of each one of us in the field, and you can see you can go Sean Davis, Danny Royer, Sash, you know, like guys who tonight really made a difference. And I think in defensively we've been sharp, we've been consistent, and we have a lot of more confidence playing out of the back, so that is very helpful to us.
Since the formation change, that has brought into the confidence of the side?
Yes, of course. I think that creates a lot of belief and more confidence building going into the game. That you know, like we have, we can call it a 3, we can call it a 5, but really help us to eliminate those plays that when they try to play behind us and or on the flanks. And I think you know, again, great performance from everyone.
How'd you when you scored your goal? Just it was a good ball for you, or you just were able to find it and penetrate through the wall?
I think. Sasha saw me coming from the back, and I got a very good ball from him, and I was happy and that I could get the targets and I could score another goal outside of the box. Yes, a great assist from Imperial. And you know, it doesn't matter, you know, I think the most important is the 3 points, and we got a lot of goals, and we just need to wrap our minds and quick turnaround to Minneapolis and get 3 points.
And that is Felipe, who just found ways to just become a pain as always. And he goes in there and he gets a goal, and it's a great goal. Now, I think the only one that showed or probably did have some form of rust, and to be fair, because he didn't play in the Open Cup quarterfinals in Harvard against New England Revolution, it's Luis Robles. But, you know, he looked great. One goal he gave up, and of course, once again, it's a consolation prize. There's nothing to do about that one. The game was already out of reach and out of hand. So
let's go to Luis Robles. And I know he didn't do much in this one still. He made some decent saves. He made a great stop on a cross. And you always want the opinions of your keeper anyway, or at least of the keeper, to go out there and do the job that they have to do to keep the ball out of the net. So here's Luis Robles. And I always love talking to Luis. Luis is a great guy.
Obviously, with the Open Cup match, you were not playing in it. It's been a little more than a week for you. How did you feel out there coming back from that break?
I think Sasha said it best that with the multiple competitions tonight, set itself up to be a trap game, where if we didn't bring the right sort of mentality and energy to the game, we were going to make it even more difficult on ourselves. And I think even in the first 10 minutes, let's call it 15 minutes, there was a bit of lethargy that we battled, but then we found the game. And Sean's goal really sort of catapulted us forward. We had a great second half, and then of course, that was almost vintage Red Bull, where we poured it on at the end, and it's good to see that, and I hopefully this is a launching pad for us going into the second half of the season.
Since the formation change in the fifth rounder in the Open Cup against Philadelphia, there seems to be more confidence coming out of the team. Certain players that were normally defending are now in attacking roles. What have you seen from that since the change?
Yeah, it seems as if this formation has been a nice evolution into the way that we play. And it seems as if guys are more confident in their roles. We're finding opportunities, which is great, because at times we struggled in the first half of the season to find opportunities. But it's almost breathed new life into the way that we play, if you will. And the confidence is high right now. So we know that with Open Cup, it's been a bit tricky with the scheduling, and guys are playing a lot of minutes. But I think the guys played great tonight. We responded to the challenge. We're up for it. And to get 3 points against a Western Conference team while all the other guys in our conference are playing tonight, and I think some favorable results happen. Now you start to get into crunch time. I don't want to say we're there yet, but all these results towards the end, they're going to prove valuable. Whether it's 1 point versus three, and for us to get all three is huge.
And just to talk about how Sasha's kind of been struggling this year, it seems like he's refound something since the Open Cup quarterfinal in New England, and he carried it over in this one.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think Sasha's been struggling. I think he's just adjusting to a different role. Obviously, there are certain responsibilities that he might not have had the last couple of years, but look, he's a huge part of this team. He's a huge part of what we're trying to accomplish, and for him to sort of find his footing today was massive. For him to get a goal, I think, is only going to breathe more confidence into his game. And look at Danny. Look at Felipe. You know, there was a lot of guys tonight that put in great performances, that put solid performances. And as we continue to make incremental improvements, that's what we need, is guys at times to be able to step up in their moment and be brilliant. And the guys did that today.
And talk about Derek Etienne Jr., obviously another one from the pipeline. Mm-hmm. Serves a great ball at Danny for his first goal of the match, right on the plate, and he just goes short side.
Yeah, I think everyone contributed tonight, whether they're coming off the bench or they started from the first whistle. And that's what's so important, is that we need guys individually to have great performances. And I think tonight, how many subs did we make?
Three.
So I think we're 14 for 14, and that's what we need each and every night. Even if we can get a majority, but unfortunately in the first half of the season there were too many games where there weren't enough guys with individual performances that we felt were the best of them. And if we can continue to do that down the stretch in the Open Cup, there's no reason for us not to think we can't be successful.
Luis Robles with the great words of wisdom right there. And you know what? You just got to say it. You just got to say they look really good. And maybe they finally have taken a turn for the good. And they're starting to pile on the goals. They're looking like they're playing better. It looks like this new formation is helping them because, you know, when Jesse Marsh was upset with the question being asked about maybe it's time to change the formation or change up tactics, he's like, no, we're not doing that. And I refuse to do that. So, but I would like to say that it sounds like while he did refuse in one way, he tinkered with another to keep it as is, but to have a better formation. It's looking really solid. It's really looking good. And, you know, we'll wait and see what happens the next couple of games right now it's looking solid at the moment, but once again, we don't know what's going to happen. So all we can do is just sit back, wait for this coming Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock Eastern, as the New York Rebels will travel for the first time to the state of Minnesota to take on Minnesota United FC. They have regrouped, they have recouped, but once again, there's something about an Adrian Heath team that I think the Red Bulls can definitely take advantage of. And while they have solid players, I mean, you know, Kevin Molino is definitely a solid player. Christian Ramirez is also a solid player still, though. I just have a funny feeling. When you look at this Minnesota United side, and, you know, on this team, you have, like we've already said, you know, you've got Kevin Molino, Ibsen, Miguel Ibarra, Christian Ramirez, Sam Cronin now, Justin Davis, goalkeeper. You got Bobby Shuttleworth in goal for the Red Bulls. I mean, excuse me, for Minnesota United. So we'll have to wait and see what's going to happen. But still, though, you just got to say that for the Red Bulls, this is their next opponent. And they got to go out there and they're going to have to do something. Do something to, you know, combat what Minnesota United is going to do. And I feel they can. I feel they can, and I feel they're able to do the job. So, as we finish up this review show, everybody, as we finish up this review show, we just have to say that don't you love it when Ben Olsen and DC United just have a horrible, horrible time when you have a 3-goal lead and then you just can't do anything? You just can't do anything at all when you see the Seattle Sounders going straight down the field and put 4 past them. DC United, ladies and gentlemen, DC United, this once great club, 4 MLS Cup championships, and they still can't get out of their own way. They still can't do anything. It's just been unbelievable what they are doing. It's just been unbelievable how they're doing it, and they're absolutely falling apart. Now, let me just say this. The only player I feel bad for on DC United is Lloyd Sam. Lloyd Sam, the former Red Bull. Sam is a great guy. Lloyd is a true professional. He's done so many great things with the Red Bulls. I know the whole trade thing, you know, wasn't a good thing, but, you know, that's the only person I feel bad for. Because Lloyd is with a bunch of players that are just not doing the job. They're not. So all you can do is just worry about that stuff with Lloyd, not with anyone else. Programming notes, because obviously I wasn't able to watch live the USA quarterfinal matchup in the CONCACAF Gold Cup. A review show will be tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. Silvana Budenschein of MLSFemale.com and Chris Gluck of the Yellow Card Podcast will be joining me on Friday night. Saturday night, there will be no post game. I think I'm going to make Monday's show, the first hour, the review show. So we'll talk about that later on. But thank you very much for listening to me today. I hope you enjoyed the show. The New York Red Bulls, once again, at Red Bull Arena, in a midweek clash against the San Jose Earthquakes, they destroy the San Jose Earthquakes by a final of 5-1. But let me also say this. Great to finally meet Ted Ramey of KNBR and the radio voice of the San Jose Earthquakes. Thank you very much. And as always, please enjoy your football. Talk to you on tomorrow night, folks. Bye-bye for now.